WTS.
What the Schrock?
Kaylee Schrock, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you? I survived my skiing trip, which is a great thing.
You don't have a contract or anything like that that says you cannot ski or prohibited from skiing in season?
No, I mean, if I can skate, I can surely ski. I would hope. I mean, I had a few spills, but nothing too serious. So.
Oh, that's right, because it was the like the All-Star break, right?
Yeah. So it was nice to get out of Fort Wayne and not think about hockey for 3 days and let the mind reset and then come back and get to work.
When you guys come back, you don't really get to come back because they always have the circus, like, takes over the Coliseum for a week. And that's, like, got to be your longest road trip of the year, right?
Yeah, we're gone for a bit. You know, it's a circus. Fort Wayne loves it, I'm sure, and it'll be fun.
You guys are
going, right?
Oh, sure. I'm a huge circus fan.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to go to the circus. When I was in high school, I got into a fight with a girl, and they made us do community service at the circus.
Oh.
Like, wait, cleaning up after animal types community service?
Thank goodness, no. But we did have to do some really nasty stuff. Like, I don't know if you remember when the Coliseum had the wooden seats.
Uh-huh. Oh,
we
yeah.
had to scrape gum off of the wooden seats.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they gave us these, like, little, like, butter knife, putty knife
uh-huh.
things. It was awful. It was terrible. And it smelled awful. And, like, but the cool part is we were behind the scenes at the circus.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to talk to the people and, like, you know, be their friend. So that was kind of cool. But every time I think about that, I think, man, I should have never gotten into a fight.
I'm glad the lesson was learned.
Yeah, one of us learned, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, please. Imagine my excitement when I went to the tanning bed yesterday. Because there's a tanning bed in my building. So I only took, you know, the amount of money that I was going to need. And I saw your little face on the newspaper down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Blake Sebring did an article yesterday about fighting, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I know I went to my dad's house or my mom and dad's for dinner last night, and they had it saved. They're like, "Do you want a copy?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll take one." They get excited for that.
I was going to ask because, you know, when Angie and I both have had kids that have been, you know, in high school sports. And, of course, if they're in the paper, it's like, give me all those copies I can. Your parents do that even though you're now a professional athlete?
Oh, yeah. They still do it. I think it still gets them giddy, you know.
Yeah, of course. I was a proud parent when I saw your face in the paper. I almost bought it, but I only had 86 cents left over from tanning, so I couldn't buy it.
I'll get you a copy if you really need it. If you really need it, I'll get you a copy.
It's Dirk and Angie on 95.1 WTS. What the Schrock?
I want to go back to your mom for a minute here. So Mama Schrock is on Twitter?
Unfortunately, yes. I saw that, I think it was last week or the week before. I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, Facebook's enough because you got them, you know, your parents commenting on everything, especially my mom. She always comments, likes everything. I'm just like, every time I check my phone, it's my mom on my Facebook. And now that she's got Twitter, it's like game over.
It is game over. I'm telling you, it's so unnatural. I'm not any kind of social media friends with my mom at all, none. And I'm not social media friends with any of my kids, except for the 13-year-old, we're Instagram friends. And sometimes I wish we weren't, because sometimes I'll post things that I would never say to my 13-year-old
right,
or even
right.
in his presence. And then the worst part is he likes it.
Yeah, she gets a kick out of it. You know, she always thinks she's really clever and she posts things, and sometimes my girlfriend's like, "Did you just see what your mom posted on Facebook?" I'm like, "I don't want to see it." You know? Oh boy.
Does mom ever get into like Twitter battles with like irate comment fans?
No, she has not. Actually, I'll probably have to talk to her about Twitter, because I don't think she even knows like really what she's doing. I don't know. I just saw her. She tagged me in something, and I thought, oh goodness,
that's adorable.
Oh yeah, and well, one year she had the clever idea of writing a poem and sending it to the blog, the New Sentinel blog, about how hockey is like doing laundry, and it was just my teammates got a hold of that, and the next day it was all over the locker room, and I was just like, "Mom, you gotta stop. Like, this is too much." You know, she just thinks it's the funniest thing.
Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. I love your mom. She's amazing. I already know it.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to get her on the air one day.
Mama Schrock!
Yeah, what's the Schrock with Miss Balboa.
Perfect. All right. Okay, let's get to this mayhem meter. So you've been kind of calm lately. So your total number of fights for the season is just at 9, with a career number of fights at 102, all according to the Kaylee Schrock mayhem meter.
Yeah, you know, and actually the funny thing is, the first time this year I actually turned down a fight on our home ice.
Wait, hold up. You guys ask each other before you fight?
Well, sure, sometimes we do. Yeah, like, well, he tried to fight me. I mean, he really didn't ask. He just gave me a few little love taps, you know, like hard love taps. And I just said, listen, I can't fight right now. We're short, you know, we're shorthanded because one of our guys ended up getting sick right before the game and he couldn't dress. So,
yeah. God.
It's not nearly as much fun when we know the behind the scenes. Or else I can't decide, is it more fun?
It's kind of more fun for me.
It's a bizarre world you live in there, Kaylee Schrock.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you guys some homework, and you have to read the article in the New Sentinel that Ann saw my face on the front of, and that will give you a little bit more insight on fighting.
All right.
That's what it's all about. So you read that, and if you have any questions, you can ask me next week on WTF.
All right.
All right, perfect. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.